Linda DeKramer, who is the children's librarian for the Ripon Public Library, is with us. Thank you for coming in.
Yeah, thanks, Bob.
So, happy 4th of July, I guess we should say, because tomorrow's the 4th of July, but some folks are celebrating it early.
Yeah, getting a good start.
Yeah, city has fireworks tonight if the weather is cooperative, so.
Fingers crossed, all of them.
Yeah. I was kidding with Susie Mink when she was in recently about, it was one of the few times in the last 6 months or so that we didn't start out and exclusively talk about renovation. I mean, that's still going on, but we're focusing on programming now, which is nice, you know.
Yeah, so. It is. It feels very liberating to finally.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like, this is the reason that you wanted to renovate the library. It was so you could offer more programming in a more comfortable and newer environment, you know.
Yeah, spaces that fit the needs of the times and people's, what people are looking for right now. So, yeah, it is super exciting. The renovations, I will just, we'll go there, Bob, sorry. renovations downstairs are taking care of some ADA compliance issues with bathrooms and, you know, updating doors and windows for safety and energy efficiency and, again, ADA compliance. So what I will be so happy about, I will be happy to have an office again because right now finding anything and keeping the train on the track with the chaos of our offices is really it's challenging me. I'm growing in ways I didn't want to have to spend my time on. But anyway, it's exciting and fun too. But I will also say that come to the library if you haven't been to the library to see the renovations. People are really enjoying the spaces. And a new thing that's happening in the last couple of weeks is that Katie Lang of Penny Peony Designs, she's painting a really fun mural in the children's department. It's so stinking cute. You'll want to get there. And along with that, I would just mention, you know, with all this hot weather we've been having, a lot of people have been hanging out at the library. The kids department has been full of activity. So for anyone who is still wondering or feeling disappointed that the romper room isn't available, there are plenty of things to do up in the kids area. Stay cool, be comfortable, enjoy yourself, just have a, you know, a space to be a family and be comfortable and relax and enjoy all the things that are out there to do and engage with.
Right.
So, yeah. But the romper room will come back online this fall. So, but there's still plenty of things to do. So don't stay away just because, shucks, the romper room isn't there. But yes, and then do you want me to talk about programming?
Yes,
with
please.
With that beautiful lead-in that I completely diverted us into other topics. So the super this next week coming up is really there's a lot going on at the library. So Friday, July 10th at 10 a.m. is story time, and then the same day, Friday, July 10th. Zoozort live animal show is coming to Ripon. We're bringing them in. The Boys and Girls Club is actually hosting them because we don't have room. So the caveat with that, because it's the Boys and Girls Club and they have to have their, you know, their safety requirements in place, we do need to have people register by calling the library and signing up to attend that event. If you are signed up to attend, what you need to know is that you need to enter from the east side of the building. So there's parking in a an adjacent parking lot, not the Boys and Girls Club parking lot. There's parking just east of that.
The church parking lot.
Yeah. And street parking. It's a little funky because they're doing all that construction on, I can't think of the name of that street that, shucks.
Don't ask me about geography this early in the morning. So.
Gotcha. Well, it's the street that the Episcopal Church is on and that you would go down to, the park and stuff like that. Anyway, but you might have to park a block or two away and just walk over or, you know, ride bikes, whatever. So just that people know, Noelle Bizio, who is the owner of Zoozort, she is fantastic. She tells these great little, you know, gives these stories that sort of give insight into the actual existence and, you know, process of life for these animals and mm-hmm. all with so much respect for the animals and also with respect for the enthusiasm of the kids, which can be a lot to handle, but she mm-hmm. does it. She manages it really well and figures out ways to keep them just contained enough so that they and the animals can be safe while also touching the animals and seeing them close up. So it's really, she's really very remarkable. So again, Friday, July 10 at 1 p.m., and that will be at the Boys and Girls Club. You need to call the library to make your reservation, 920-748-6160. For the Zoozort Live Animal Show, mm-hmm. call the library, 920-748-6160.
Is that an indoors? It sounds like it's indoors.
It will be in the gymnasium.
Okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yep. On the northeast side of the building. Yeah.
Right.
Yep. And then, not to be outdone, we have an event on Saturday as well, Saturday, July 11th, with Parks and Recreation. So this will be up at the Senior Activity Center, you know, adjacent to Murray Park. It is called Drop In and Play. And it's a morning of fun and games designed to keep kids and families active, laughing, collaborating, competing, and learning new skills. So we're going to jump, wiggle, craft, snack, read, and all that to a happy day.
Nice.
So, yes, that is what's going on for the children's department.
All right. So for the Zoozort, you have to register.
Yes.
For the one on the 11th, do you need to register?
No, that is just drop in and play.
Okay.
Yeah, and we'll hope for good weather. We'll have all kinds of activities, yard games. One of the things I'm so excited about is these granny pants catch. It's like clown pants with a hula hoop at the waist, and they're different colored pants, and then you have different colored balls, and you create teams, and the goal is to catch as many balls with the granny pants. And that's going to be so hilarious. So, yeah, come see the granny pants. Everyone can have their picture taken, and we'll make sure they get in the paper, too.
Well, as long as they don't have the clown shoes to go with them.
Right,
so,
that would be a challenge.
It'd probably be hard to stay mobile then.
I think we'd have a lot of people falling on their face
or
their butt, whichever. Yeah, so lots of fun coming up.
So we should say that most of the events that you talk about on this show, you can find on the library's website with a lot more details.
So. Yes. On the website, also on our Facebook page, we set them up as events. And I think I forget to mention this, that all of our events are free. That is one mm-hmm. of the, one of our foundational components of how we offer programming is that it has to be free to everyone. It needs to be accessible to everyone. So these are all free, and the money to pay for these programs comes from donations and our friends of the library. So, yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Linda, thank you for taking time out of your holiday weekend to visit with us
today. It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Okay. We've been talking with Linda DeKramer, who is the children's librarian for the Ripon Public Library.